What do you want?
Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Oh, look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour. We are live August 3rd, 2021, episode 148. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, with my co-host Future Dan. How you doing there, buddy?
Good. I think we're gonna have to talk about vaccines tonight. A lot of people are.
Oh, for sure. And we've talked about it, well, on the SGT report, possibly as much as anywhere, but
every week, it seems like.
I want to cover a lot of other different topics, but they're hammering down our throats, literally and figuratively. So we're absolutely going to talk about that. All the news that we'll cover in the second segment. But also, I got some personal stories about it. I don't know if you do as well, or what other issues you want to bring up with regard to vaccination, the mandates for work, etc. The lockdown 2.0, the pandemic of the unvaccinated, their new tagline, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll definitely be talking a lot about that. A couple other topics, as always. But, yeah, it'll be pretty vaccine-focused. Unfortunately, I don't want to, but it's a very major threat right now.
So tonight, ongoing in the Persian Gulf, there's reports of potential warfare. The Asphalt Princess tanker apparently hijacked, according to British Maritime Authorities. Got a few more headlines on that, but it's sketchy right now. A lot of the type of early war indicator kind of news showing up on Twitter. Showing up on Twitter. People taking pictures locally.
Okay.
People tweeting about how their country's air forces have gone berserk in the last few hours.
You always said one of the main reasons, I mean, you hate Twitter, and I think you might have something to share shortly, but you always said, yeah, Twitter's annoying. I don't support them. There's a lot of drama, this, that, and other thing. But it's a very good source for this breaking kind of news, straight from the source, straight from the people, not from a government or mainstream media. So that's what you're seeing here, right?
Yeah, definitely. And Future Danger's only used Twitter for one purpose, just put out Future Danger information. The news, right? So we did get a strike tonight, first time ever.
Got a strike. 12 hours.
Yeah. Violated terms of service. First time ever for Future Danger 6. At Future Danger 6. So we can't tweet for 12 hours. But you know what? It's mostly an information gathering tool. And you got to filter it, calibrate it, and stay away from the junk, right? Just the pop political junk. And look to see if, you know, people are taking pictures of the Omani Air Force out over, the Persian Gulf with, ships on fire. Apparently there's six right now that are drifting off the Gulf of Oman without without power and steering. So something's going down.
Physical damage. They can't steer. Now, what kind of ships are those? I mean, I'm going to actually kind of look into this. During the break, we'll do a little more of that.
Tanker and commerce with all British, Israeli, tankers. Iranian, and U.S. warships in the area.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, it's not one of those that's listless right now, is it? Hopefully not. I mean, that would be much bigger.
Reports are sketchy right now. Exactly. It seems like it's commercial ships that don't have power. if the reports are accurate. So someone popping off mini EMP devices, see if they work well, see if they work on whose ships. Non-lethal, but knock out all the power. Is that going on tonight on the other side of the planet? I don't know.
The year is 2021. The technology they got these days is unbelievable. But we'll keep an eye on that. I want to actually, at the break perhaps, try to do some investigative, like, live, because this is a live show. We are not pre-recorded. We're live every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
What's the number, Ben?
The number? Let's do it. Ready?
Call in live.
303-731-3604. The line is open. Call in at any time. If we're doing the news blitz, we might put you on, kind of a hold pattern for a second while we finish the news blitz. But, that's the number. One more time. 303-731-3604. Call in, whatever you got, whatever you want. If you're listening to this on archive right now, well, guess what? We're going to start opening this line every single episode. So next Tuesday or sometime down the road, call in live. 303-731-3604.
Just come across the news feed and other news. The infrastructure bill making its way through Congress for trillions of dollars that don't exist in the Treasury. Might mandate drunk driver detectors for new cars.
Really?
Yeah, and getting an older car might be a good move before everybody wants one.
Yeah, well, I'm planning to not have any car. At this, 2021 model, I'll never have that one that, recent. I'm hoping to have at least 10 years younger than that. Not because I'm cheap, although that's part of it, I guess. But I really wish I had like a 1970s vehicle that was all but EMP proof and very little or even no computer. You can get those, but that is a little costly. But I know what you mean. Really, they're not even independent vehicles anymore. You're on the grid. You might as well have given up your ability to drive it. You might as well be in some science fiction. Like Blade Runner, where you just hop into some taxi and it takes you around, right?
Or you know whatever. What? You know what might be a good prepper vehicle, but not a bug out vehicle.
Okay.
But a prepper vehicle in so far as you're prepared for a future where all vehicles are taxed and tracked and surveilled and
you don't get your vaccine, they won't let you start your engine. Literally.
All that. Yeah, you don't have your vaccine, can't start your car. Shit, that could be coming.
In India, they shut down cell phone service for a city that where people weren't getting vaccine. So I'm just saying.
Yeah. So what about a car that was on the last precipice of at least not digitally tracked, maybe not EMP proof. So through the 80s, through the 90s, through the early 2000s, the last non-smart cars that were most widely made, that are the most plentiful in parts across the United States. That finding parts for this model throughout the future will provide. I'm thinking some kind of Honda, a Civic, something. Okay. Some again, prepper vehicle, but for a totally different sense of the term. I'm prepared to continue living under this level of oppression, despite the fact that there's no collapse.
And I think that's huge. What I've been trying to focus a good portion of my preps to is the slow burn and the squeeze, where it's not totally outlawed, but you are all but forced into using the smart cars and the different tax. But what you're,
you know, what's
about,
up?
I think I'm thinking about my first car was like a 1998 stick shift manual RAV4, Toyota RAV4.
That okay,
probably fits in pretty damn well with what you're saying right there. I'm sure it had some sort of onboard computer, but it wasn't a smart car at all. And
you could drive it without it.
Manual transmission.
It wasn't locked down. And if you go back far enough,
no OnStar.
You got to go back far enough before you have cars that are the engines are completely unlocked by $20,000 to $40,000 to $60,000 test units. Right? They're just encrypted and locked in. right? You can't really do maintenance on those nowhere near like you used to.
That's the prep part aspect for sure. Just as important as the tracking and everything is, can you maintain it? Can you find the parts? Can you barter for them with someone that's friendly with you? Not like just in the quarantine zone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what else is in that infrastructure bill?
What, man?
Cryptocurrency surveillance.
Yeah.
Have you read up on
Future Danger? We'll be covering in the news blitz here in a little bit, huh?
Have you read up on that particular article?
No, actually.
Might be worth it in the second segment to click into that real quick on air and give a read on the first few lines, because this is breaking, and parts of that infrastructure bill are just showing up. It's going to have a lot of horrendous new, you know, government imposition of coercion and force in ways we hadn't even dreamed of.
Oh, well, no one really was able to dream of the internet and how much it would change the world in the last 20, 30 years. So what about the next 20 to 30 years? They're trying to get ahead of that, cryptocurrency and other ways. They don't want that to spring out. I feel like, of course, you know, the internet's double-edged sword, but they, in quote-unquote, they, whoever they are, didn't want the internet to become this open and free. They were hoping that it would have been quashed and controlled a little bit more like in China by now. But they're obviously throwing down the gauntlet now, putting Future Danger, your account, Future Danger 6, on a 12-hour hiatus. on YouTube, I had my channel blocked for something that I uploaded like 6 or 7 years ago.
Now you're going to read the headline that got at Future Danger 6 timed out for 12 hours in the second segment.
Oh, boy.
Do you know which one it is?
We're going to get this banned now. I do know what it is, but is this a spoiler alert? Or am I supposed
yeah,
to
don't
say
spoil it. We'll run through the board, then we'll tell everybody which one it was. First time ever. And obviously, we've... You know, I haven't pulled any punches posting news.
This is not your opinion or you're bashing anyone. You're literally posting articles and headlines.
There's a little bit of editorial in the title.
Okay. In the headline. Okay. There's a part to headlines.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, man. Well, folks, be sure to go to prepperbroadcasting.com. It's really had a nice uptick in activity, and especially if you're a member. James has been doing some really nice content, members-only content, prepperbroadcasting.com. And, you know, a big plug that I've given on a couple shows, but I want to do here before we end up going into break, is, number one, subscribe to us on YouTube and all the different places, Prepper Broadcasting Network. But really the key for you and for telling other folks is tell them wherever you find your podcast, iTunes, Spotify, all the other ones, Podcast Addict, I use that personally on Android. Anyway, wherever you find your podcast, just search Prepper Broadcasting Network and subscribe to that. And you're going to get at least, I'd say, what, a dozen shows a week? You know, we got Double Barrel Tuesday, of course, Patriot Power Hour, Next Generation today, but... You also got a daily audio cache. Sometimes get some daily audio rants. The one and only Nuke Guru, NBC guy. You can go check out our adventures a couple weeks ago. Lessons learned on our bug out, Ozark Island series. PrepperBroadcasting.com. Check out the continuity, of course, as well. And stick with us because we will be back on Patriot Power Hour. The News Blitz, FutureDanger.com. Stick with us.
The situation around Syracuse is one of utter devastation. Just like the other nuked cities, the danger area of highest contamination extends out 20 miles from the blast zone. All the communities immediately around the city have major problems. There is a mandatory evacuation order for the city itself and some of the immediate surrounding areas. They are testing the water, air, and soil constantly for contamination. This excerpt is from the book titled The Prepper, Part 1, The Collapse, by Carl A.D. Brown. Go to Amazon.com today and explore one family's journey through the collapse. Again, The Prepper by Carl A.D. Brown.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network. So why are you ready to rock? Well, then don't ever stop. We are on a crash course of freedom and we can go as long as we want. Yeah. Jump fast.
Patriot Power Hour. We're back. Time for the news blitz. August 3rd, 2021. Without further delay, let's just hit it. Maricopa County and vote counting software company refused to comply with Arizona Senate audit subpoenas. The DOJ orders states not to conduct Arizona-style forensic audits of 2020 election and threaten prison time. News blatantly censored is what the next few headlines have in common. CDC cites unpublished data to remask the vaccinated. A science writer was suspended from Twitter for quoting results of Pfizer's own clinical trial. Pfizer published a clinical trial, in-house trial. Science writer put it on Twitter, suspended. White House recruits an online pro-vax influencer army. I have a personal story to tell about that later in the show. Illinois governor signs a bill criminalizing the private firearm sales. So, not just a bill being considered, but a bill signed by the Illinois governor criminalizing private firearm sales. Former George Soros money manager is accused of running human trafficking ring and raping children. A congresswoman urges the CDC to ignore Supreme Court ruling and extend the eviction ban, which ended a day or two ago. Moving on, security. Geopolitics. There was a police officer at the Pentagon today who dies after being stabbed. The suspect was shot dead, as was mentioned. This is breaking urgent news, still kind of shaking, not exactly how severe it is. We're going to be researching, bringing it as quickly as we can, but what we have right now: Iran-backed forces seize a tanker in the Persian Gulf. Panama-flagged tanker Asphalt Princess possibly hijacked off the UAE. Israeli Defense Minister urges action against Iran over last week's drone attack on an Israeli-operated ship near Oman. So this has kind of been escalating, obviously. And I remember just a month or two ago, we really started to see some of this stuff kick up. Apparently, there's a claim of an exchange of missile fire between Iranian, Israeli, U.S., and U.K. warships. Trying out warning shots with missiles. British authorities say an incident underway around a vessel off the UAE port of Fujairah. Six ships. This is the headline we were talking about earlier. Six ships in the Gulf of Oman lose power, can no longer steer. See if we get some more updates later on. But speaking of police officers in the D.C. area with that Pentagon Metro issue, there's four police officers involved in the D.C. Capitol riot response that have committed suicide. And there's a question, you know, have they been suicided? Worth looking into. Dramatic footage reveals 1,000 migrants under a Texas bridge. There's an unlimited amount of them coming through this year, it seems. On the other side of the Pacific, China staging its own invasion, but this of Taiwan. It's running drills and boasting that it would defeat the U.S. and U.K. in any conflict, in any attempt to take Taiwan. Things definitely heating up. These issues not going away anytime soon. Moving on to that third economic column on FutureDanger.com. The article, which we'll dive a little bit deeper into here in a different segment, maybe the third or fourth, but cryptocurrency surveillance provision buried in the forthcoming infrastructure bill. Personally, I like to wait till these are actually fully enforced before analyzing it, but I will talk about what I see of this, and we already have to some degree, but trust me, it's not just cryptocurrency they're putting the hammer on. It's any online activity. So, continuing with economics, GDP, gross domestic product, trails the forecast, and talk about dead weight holding people back. 2 million U.S. households owe $15 billion, that's with a B, $15 billion in back rent now that the eviction moratorium or ban on it, I guess was more appropriate, is over. A lot of this back rent has to be paid, or at least cannot be added to without being kicked out. Very interested to see how this will go. I expect more bailouts once, you know, everyone's, oh, I'm getting kicked out because I can't pay because of COVID. Well, I got a feeling at least in certain states it'll come back. Well, it's going to be really interesting. That'll be a political fight. But regardless, just the raw numbers, $15 billion in back rent. Those landlords not getting paid. Whatever you say about them, big part of the economy. And possibly one of the, actually the highest rated threat level of any article on the dashboard today, we have the first $1 trillion reverse repo. What does that mean? We'll get into that also in a future segment today. But let's just say it's the first time ever $1 trillion has been lent by the banks to the Fed overnight. What does that mean? It's kind of weird, kind of nebulous. I'll try to break it down later. But it just means we're not in Kansas anymore by a long shot, and the amount of impact that's being put into and the amount of stimulus and free money, quote-unquote free money, is starting to show signs of breaking down the system. With that said and done, let's move on to probably the most critical column of the night. Tons and tons of articles about vaccinations, not just their effects and not just the mandates, but also other problems. I think the headlines will speak for themselves, so let me power through them. Over 25% of new COVID-19 cases in Los Angeles County are fully vaccinated people. 74% of COVID-19 cases from Massachusetts outbreak in Massachusetts occurred in fully vaccinated people. 74%. First autopsy of dead person vaccinated for COVID found to contain spike proteins in every bodily organ. Doctors warn humans become toxin factories with the COVID injection. Vaccinated people may play a key role in aiding the evolution of more dangerous variants. Excuse me. mRNA vaccine inventor says COVID-19 vaccines may make the virus more dangerous. I actually listened to what he said. We may have to play that clip at some point. European Union database of adverse reactions to COVID-19 shots show more than 20,000 dead, with 850,000 seriously injured just in Europe. Meanwhile, thousands of Scandinavian women report menstrual disorders after vaccination against COVID. Let's crank out a few more here. Finish the night strong. COVID-stricken aliens released by Border Patrol into Texas. Meanwhile, China ordering mass testing in Wuhan as COVID Delta outbreak spreads. Dead fish continue to wash ashore in parts of Sarasota and Tampa Bay from red tide. It's just, you know, very important and bad in itself, but let's head back to vaccinations. New York City orders restaurants and gyms to demand proof of vaccination from all customers. Former Surgeon General says the freedom argument is bunk. Freedom is bunk. Not relevant. Federal contractors who don't get vaccinated can anticipate business complications. Federal Court of Appeals forces vaccines on students at Indiana University. Couple other items. Congressional report questions some unusual activity at the Wuhan lab. So it seems like not just the Delta variant in general, but Wuhan becoming another centerpiece of this next wave. What's going on? Congressional report questions unusual activity at Wuhan lab involving air disinfection and hazardous waste systems. So there's a lot more we're not privy to. And 8.2 offshore earthquake in Alaska, I believe, was the largest earthquake in a few decades in the North America. And with that, that's essentially everything for the week. Pretty packed news blitz today, Future Dan. What hits your, you know, what hits your radar the hardest? Obviously, vaccines. We could talk about that, but what else in the next couple of minutes before we go to break?
The headline that got Future Danger 6 banned from Twitter.
That's the one I missed.
It is.
5G antenna? Question mark. Former Pfizer employee says COVID vaccines contain
electroconductive nanoparticles. Electromagnetic effects exposed if graphene is indeed in these vaccines and can indeed form a field, a magnetic field in the body, then let the 5G speculation run wild.
Stuff, but a lot of people are saying that there's these magnetic effects, and well, don't put it past them to put nanoparticles into the vaccines. I want it actually, and we talked about this maybe 10 episodes ago. It might have even been late 2020. Anyway, I watched with my own two eyes the CDC and I forgot the other person, but they were talking about the next stage of vaccines will be using nanoparticles that can adapt. And so the booster is not needed as much, and they're using nanoparticles. That's kind of what they were projecting in the next 5 years for vaccines, nanoparticles. They were already pre-programming that on CNN. Go back. I think it was in May. Middle of May, go back to a Patriot Power Hour back then. We'll have to go get that quote sometime.
Because it might be memory hold it nearly everywhere else.
Yeah, it was creepy. Super creepy. I watched it live. I never watched CNN live. I just so happened to be at my parents' house. They watch freaking cable news. It drives me crazy. And anyway, there's a huge announcement. And gosh, I'm having kind of a blank on why the head of the CDC and Fauci and someone else were on live, but they were going through a PowerPoint presentation, and bam, right there, it just said nanoparticle. It didn't say graphene or some of these other, you know, I guess what people are thinking or saying is in there. I'm not a scientist. I don't have the proof of this, but do some research, folks. There's a lot of crazy stuff that I believe is reasonable to be in these vaccines.
Not only is graphene oxide poisonous to humans, but it is also the main ingredient of hydrogel, which is the AI template used in Elon Musk and Bill Gates' research into creating an interface between humans, the internet, or AI.
Interesting. So I need to do more research into this myself. One of my other friends is telling me graphene is a huge red flag. So this is not the first time this has come up for me. And just overall, the nanoparticles in the food and the genetically modifying the food as well is one thing. But yeah, these vaccinations, whole different level.
So what's your overall view of this week?
This fall, S is going to HTF, and it's getting really ugly.
Oh, really? You're saying this heat map dashboard tonight, that blitzkrieg through the news is saying this fall, something's hitting the fan.
It sure looks like it, and whether that's just, quote-unquote, just lockdown 2.0 that crashes everything down and causes civil disturbances because people aren't going to be locked down again, all the way to what if there's like a freaking war in the Persian Gulf about Taiwan pops up. I don't know. Maybe they can keep this stuff going for another year or two without it falling apart. Man, there doesn't seem like it. All right, guys, we'll be back. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are still not protected against COVID-19. And we are seeing more infections among those who are unvaccinated. I issued a Surgeon General's advisory on the dangers of health misinformation. Surgeon General advisories are reserved for urgent public health threats. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health. Health misinformation is false, inaccurate, or misleading information about health. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Misinformation takes away our freedom. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Misinformation has led people to resist wearing masks. Tell me, where the freaks at? What we call disinformation. We need an all-of-society approach. Freaks out. Checking sources before they share. Tell me where the freaks at. If you're not sure, don't share. Today, the Rockefeller Foundation is announcing a $13.5 million commitment. This is just the beginning. We expect more from our technology companies. Take action against misinformation super spreaders. Bringing individuals and organizations together. Let the leaders lead, preachers preach. Welcome to the service. Nearly every death we are seeing now from COVID-19 could have been prevented. Did we do this for a purpose just to keep that fire burning? Kids are depending on all of us to get vaccinated. More and more patients with COVID-19 who never got vaccinated because they were misled by misinformation. Healthier information environment. There is disinformation that is coming from bad actors. Not sharing is caring. Misinformation literally costing us our loved ones. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Technology companies have a particularly important role. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Much, much more has to be done, and we can't wait. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. It's costing people their lives. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor.
Tell me where the freaks at. We are in regular touch with
these social media platforms. We've increased disinformation research and tracking. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook. So we're helping get trusted content out there. COVID community courts. Robust enforcement strategy. Information travels quite quickly on social media platforms. The information spreads too quickly. We have empowered, engaged, funded local voices to combat misinformation that's traveling online or traveling, unfortunately, out of the mouths of elected officials.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
August 3rd, 2021. Look, I'm gonna try to break this down into 10 words. It's my challenge. What does $1 trillion in reverse repo mean? It's an all-time record by far. $1 trillion in one night. What is that? And what does it mean? Here we go. Too much stimulus money in the bank's hands, nowhere to put it.
11, but good.
And so where do they have to put it? They have to put it with the Federal Reserve overnight. And to break this all down, in my opinion, it means that interest rates are going lower. Why? These banks cannot find anyone that will buy their debt and give them interest. There's so much free money out there that interest rate, you know, lending money, no one even wants your money. They don't even want to borrow from you. There's just so much free money out there that they just give it all away at this point. And what does that mean? In my opinion, the biggest issue is there's not that ability to react to the next emergency. The Fed may not be able to save the day, quote unquote, when the next stock market crash hits or the next COVID lockdown. And that's what you got to be ready for as a prepper. So,
2 Augusts ago, repos, after our repos were first reported, much smaller numbers in the tens of billions. Hadn't seen that. These are reverse repos where all the stimulus is just coming back into the Fed.
It's an overflow. The pool, your backyard pool is totally overflown, and it's just $1 trillion has leaked out overnight. Think of it like that.
All right, so that was 4 months before we knew about COVID coming out of Wuhan. 7 months before everything went black on red.
That was the opposite. That was a regular repo. That was the pool didn't have enough water in it, so the Fed was desperately putting water into it to fill the pool. That was 2 years ago. Now the pool is so overflown because they're putting more than $100 billion per month in Fed stimulus and all this deficit spending that the pool's overflowing. They don't even know where to put the water. It's just flooding the backyard. So it went from having no water in the pool to now massive overflow.
Broken in the other direction.
Broken in the other direction at even worse than it was broken in the first direction.
And from what I heard,
the pendulum has swung so far to the other side, it's breaking everything the other way.
So what I heard at the end of last segment is you're seeing at least, if not other columns, economic indicators going black on red in the near future. If extreme after hour reverse repos now being reported, and $1 trillion is the most extreme ever, let's say instead of 4 months and then later 7 months later, the kind of breakdown we saw from the, you know, the original repos where the Fed was doling out money, now let's say 4 weeks and 7 weeks from now, what other economic indicators could you easily see going hot?
I think there's a lot of them, but I'm going to focus on the ones that'll happen most quickly and impact the average prepper the most right away.
Yeah.
And that goes straight to inflation. Inflation skyrocketing. We're already seeing the government admit 4 to 5% month, you know, kind of month over month or quarter over quarter numbers. I expect those to be continued to increase and a long-term trend, not just a little blip for one quarter, but onwards. Food pricing soaring. Expect 10% plus annual food inflation, if not more. Corn pricing, all that energy as well. Now, the whole world is printing these dollars, is giving their own sort of stimulus, but the U.S. is still the reserve currency. If they start to lose that and the dollar starts to fall, then oil price, gas prices will go up big time. If gas hits $4 or more a gallon, the impact will be devastating. Diesel as well for all the shipping of goods. I expect the real estate market to kind of more plateau than fall, though, for the short term, that is. And it depends where you're at. And like I said, I'm looking at interest rates being cut to essentially negative. Negative interest rates. Sounds impossible. They're already doing it in Europe. If that happens, real estate will at least stay kind of at this high plateau, maybe start to leak down. They'll do everything to keep real estate and the stock market up, though. So if we see a 10-20% sell-off in the stock market, I see them adding more to the Fed's balance sheet, another emergency payment, another bailout, whether it's because of a war with China or in the Middle East or with COVID 2.0, et cetera, et cetera. They're going to add a lot more stimulus. But guess what? Like I said, the pool's already full. The backyard's already starting to get totally flooded out. They can't add more. They can't print their way out of this without that water leaking out. If that water leaks out of the backyard, that's the inflation. That's where it's going to crush the average consumer. So really that inflation. If they keep up at this rate, they've been hitting the gas pedal since March of last year, full speed ahead. They're not stopping. If they do, all the asset prices collapse. If they don't, the water's going to flood the backyard. They're going to flood the backyard. That's my opinion.
What could trigger bank collapses in the near future?
The lockdown. If another lockdown 2.0 equivalent of what happened before happens this, September through May, that in of itself, I think, will just crush any remaining small businesses or restaurants and, non-Fortune 500 companies out there.
Yeah, but what about the banks?
Well, when that happens, the banks are going to get, there's going to be a total lockup in the banks, even with the Fortune 100 still open. And what I mean is they're going to be SOL and it's going to require more stimulus and another bailout.
They're
not going to let the banks collapse. They're going to keep bailing it out, and that's going to lead to that inflation, which we're so darn near. I mean, the backyard's actually probably 6 feet of water in it. It's not just a little bit of water leaked. So if they do more stimulus to stop the banks from failing, it's game over, in my opinion. The flood of inflation is coming.
So a March 2020-like stock market correction, no matter how brief it may be until it's pumped back up, would be preceded by the VIX, the fear gauge, spiking. It's, running in the teens right now, but it can go 40, 60, 80 again, right? We'd see that in the next 4 to 7 weeks. Now, do you think reverse repos at the magnitude we're seeing this week are a harbinger to such a, 4 to 8 week, 2 to 3 month forecast for potential calamity?
Maybe the way I kind of translate in my mind, my opinion, maybe the Fed and the banksters, as I call them, know that that collapse is kind of pending. So they're keeping their foot on the gas full speed in anticipation of things hitting the fan in the next, several months. So point is, they need to do this reverse repo because they can't afford to let off the gas before that next, drop-off hits. So they could try to argue this is preemptive. They have to do this. And there's no quote-unquote real harm for this $1 trillion. It's just overnight. And a lot of the money being paid by the Fed in the interest payments going to the U.S. Treasury. So it's very incestuous anyway. But this is more of a signal and a sign that everything's saturated. Stimulus won't have an effect anymore. And but they're boxed in. They can't do anything otherwise. And maybe they're not just thinking about they can't do it now, but they're like, we can't let off because of what's happening in the future. I mean, they're living day to day at this point, I think.
Tens of millions of families would have to lose their life savings to correct all of this. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, and you got to remember, a great majority of people don't have any savings at all if you take away their home and stock market, right? So that's like the great majority of everyone's assets is their home and maybe their 401k for, you know, middle America or upper middle class. Lower middle class, lower class don't even have that and don't have savings at all. So they're already destitute practically relative to this. But that next tranche, yeah, the middle class totally will be eviscerated. Anyone who thought they had, you know, a net worth of $100,000, a little equity in their house, they owned a car outright, they thought they were doing okay, they are the ones that will get smashed the worst, in my opinion.
So we read all the COVID vaccination news, the effects, the forced vaccinations, and this news getting Future Danger banned tonight would dovetail with what we heard from the White House just a few weeks ago about a massive push against misinformation. But if the truth makes it out and the percentage of people that are still not getting the vaccine remains high, there may be a need by the powers that be to change the conversation, folks. And this fall could be a change of conversation in ways economically that we haven't even seen yet. Now's the time to prepare. We don't always do this on Patriot Power Hour. Episode 148 on August 3rd, 2021. We're looking at this heat map in a different light tonight, and it's a lot more serious.
Yeah, I feel like, okay, summer break's over. It's time to get our stuff in gear. It's not like we took a break and we did our prepping, bug out exercise, all these different things, but now it's like, okay. I'm seeing a lot of stuff that seemed to go a little dormant really start to pick up. So I'm not predicting that everything's going to fall apart this fall, but
it could. It could.
It could, and it's looking a little rough. So get that prep stuff in gear and at the least, realize that your purchasing power is going to go down. So if you need to buy things, buy them now while you still can. We'll be back for that last segment. Patriot Power Hour. Stay with us. Don't let the days go by. Glycerate.
You may have noticed the traditional media disguises and conceals the truth. Even when the truth is not being hidden, your attention is being misdirected. You're focused on some things to distract you from others. Future Danger assembles the key liberty, security, economic, and natural news of the day, sourcing from both mainstream and alternative media. What's more important to a prepper than knowledge? Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. FutureDanger.com.
Of the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Inflation is here, and it's only going to get worse and last for quite a long time. So take appropriate action. But we got a lot of other stuff going on. Obviously, the vaccines. But wide swath of news all around. What else you want to cover before we got to make way for the next generation?
I want to take a moment to speculate on what could be happening in a Persian Gulf naval battle tonight. Just without any evidence of this,
right.
But quite clearly these navies might be doing these things. So I want to talk about that real quick. And then I want to circle back to cryptocurrency surveillance provision in the forthcoming infrastructure bill and get your take on that.
Okay.
So kind of threw it out there that if there's ships in the Gulf, commercial ships, just, you know, disabled, obviously that could be a sign of energy attacks, right? Weapons like that being deployed for the first time, perhaps by Iran, perhaps by Israel and the UK and the United States. Word is that there's other NATO navies on the way. And if we have the Asphalt Princess hijacked tonight by Iranian proxies, there's got to be a lot of special forces in that area getting ready to do things or doing them tonight. And if what we've seen in Syria for the past several years gives us any indication of how this naval situation might resolve, we could see Iranians taking casualties that no one gets to know about. They're all classified. And at sea, that's even easier to hide. And just a continued low-level intensity conflict, right? This is an ongoing war, essentially between Iran and Israel at all times. And with drones and other technologies being test-bedded. You can imagine every navy in the world's forces are nearby observing. Yeah. And you know, China's there, Russia's there. It's crowded naval space. And if reports prove true, if we're talking about a week from now how, you know, ships were sunk because missiles were fired, that's pretty unprecedented conflict, especially for the United States and Britain to be in with Iran. It would be crossing certain red lines. But I think the status quo in the Middle East is Iran can provoke and do things all the time and take casualties that are not widely reported. And yeah. I'll be interested to see what the Fifth Fleet out of the Middle East is saying in a day or two about what did or didn't happen. Remember, our warships have still pretty large legacy crews. Most of those ships still require a lot of manpower. But you can see the future of navies would be, you know, bringing warships as close as possible to drones so that if it's instead crewed by a 5 to 20 sailor crew, that becomes a special access program, lockdown, top secret compartment, and things can happen on the high seas that they have pretty good information control of. Pilots also, right? There's not a lot of them, and they are not holding any kind of positions like that without, you know, very high clearances. So watch out in the Middle East right now. A distraction may be on the way right ahead of an economic breakdown because the COVID vaccination narrative, back to school, local jurisdictions imposing, you know, horrendous impositions on people that went full in for the vaccines on the idea that they could escape that kind of medical tyranny. A change of conversation this fall might, that kind of pivot might be on order. Now, I don't know if this infrastructure bill is going to make it through the Senate, but if it does, and it has restrictions on cryptocurrency, they will be somewhat unprecedented. If you have cryptocurrency and you, Ben, have talked about, you know, owning it, buying it, and how to go about considering it as a prep, perhaps you can get into a little bit of the details of what at least we're beginning to see could be, you know, a little bit of clampdown on cryptocurrency markets.
Sure. So I look at it in two ways. There's Bitcoin and everything else. I'll probably just talk about Bitcoin because that's the one I'm mostly interested in, and it's the one I think is the most secure.
But these rules will apply to all of them.
It will apply to all of them. But I feel like the governments can stop most of the others, but not Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is the largest and the most easily most decentralized internationally, whereas Ethereum, not as, you know, Ethereum is the second best, quote unquote, but there's many that are quite small and have literal headquarters and companies that could be shut down in the next day by federal authorities. Bitcoin is not like that. So now, here's what my suggestion is and my thoughts on this. what does the government know about your cryptocurrency? Well, if you leave it on an exchange like Coinbase or some other third party that complies and especially proactively supplies the IRS and others with your information, then yeah, the regulator is going to be way up your butt. But let me tell you what, you have the ability to get your cryptocurrency off of those third parties onto a private wallet.
Now might be the time with this bill moving through the Senate.
Too late. It's not illegal now to move it to those private wallets without reporting it, but it may be in the future.
Near future.
Like, yeah, exactly. Near future, like in a month, weeks, who knows? So therefore, here's my hint to you. Get it off of those third parties. The whole point of cryptocurrency, and especially Bitcoin, is to not have to trust a bank or any third-party intermediary. So I understand a lot of people use Coinbase, or they use Robinhood, or they use Cash App, or whatever, for their first Bitcoin or other purchases. Fine.
Big Brother's coming.
There right afterwards. Let me tell you what.
Big Brother's coming. They're going to go and try to apply aspects of brokerage law. How's that work?
I'm not an attorney. However, they do this with banking and insurance all the time. You have to meet certain state regulations. Think of it like the bar. You have to pass the bar on legal. Not the exact same, but essentially you have to pass the requirements and have certain really cost money to get your license. Think of it that way.
And report on your clients. Give up your clients' information.
Oh, absolutely. Or you will be charged with the crime, too, if you don't perform your know your customer due diligence or all types of other things that brokers have to do. Yeah, yeah, no. There's so many state regulations now. I don't know them by heart by any means, and these will be all, I'm sure, customized. But really, they just want to clamp down on everything, and instead of allowing people to be free, they want to control it top down. But in my opinion, Bitcoin especially will not fall for that. People will easily be able to get around government restrictions. They can't shut it down without shutting down the internet. Now, will they shut down the internet or highly restrict it for people like you and me? Maybe. And then, yeah, you're screwed. You can't get your Bitcoin off.
But they may not believe that.
They're going to shut down the internet to take down Bitcoin, is my opinion.
But they may not believe that it's unshutdownable. So passing this in an infrastructure bill in August could be a lockdown on kind of the way they need things to be before launching something really bad next and blocking off an avenue of escape for capital.
Right. Oh, for sure. And especially with the inflation coming and the devaluation of the dollar, people want to run to almost anything, fraud or legit. Right?
Anything going up.
Anything going up, whether that's food and ammo and firearms or Bitcoin, or there's a lot of frauds and Ponzi schemes out there as well. Be very careful. They're trying to get out in front of it, but they're too cumbersome, too behind the curve. And if you know what you're doing, you can get around a lot of this stuff. That said, do that at your own risk. IRS could put you away big time if you do run afoul of them. So be cautious out there and get your stuff off of third parties exchanges ASAP. That's my final advice there.
So when you flee to a remote island jurisdiction that has the internet and can give you back your Bitcoin, exchange it into something that's not Bitcoin that equals wealth, which is the ultimate goal.
Right.
The goal isn't to own ones and zeros on a thumb drive forever. The goal would be to transfer it back to wealth. What kind of destinations would you need to get to, assuming the United States of America locks it down?
So with a satellite phone, apparently you can send Bitcoin with a satellite phone. That's the most basic, I guess. But
where do you get your money out?
You know, you exchange it to other people who believe in Bitcoin and say, screw the U.S. dollar, I don't want your U.S. dollar. I'll give you goods and services for Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency. Anyway, folks, we do got to get out of here anyway. It is 9 p.m. Got to make way for the next generation. Another good show, Future Dan.
Good show, Ben. Life tearing at the seams. I don't ever wanna be here.
Thank you for listening to the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. Tune in tomorrow for another great show and visit us at PrepperBroadcasting.com.